Good morning and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe with your radio host, Christine Chavez. Christine, great to see you.
Nice to see you, Esteban. How's it going today?
Well, I'm very excited. We're about a week's worth away from the Next Generation Water Summit. And I know a friend of ours is going to be joining us in just a moment that is familiar to our listening audience. But how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm super excited. On the radio show these past few weeks, we've been focusing on the Next Generation Water Summit. And as of today, it's less than 1 week away. And so we just are really excited that the event is almost here and want to get the word out on everything coming up.
Well, Christine, that's terrific. Without further ado, why don't we go ahead and welcome our guest?
All right. Well, like you said, this guest is a good friend of ours. We're fortunate that he comes down every year and we get to spend time with him in the context of the Next Generation Water Summit. And so we have Mike Kalignan with us today. And Mike, I'd like for you to just introduce yourself to our listeners, talk about your role with the Next Generation Water Summit, and then we'll jump right into the event itself.
Awesome. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Esteban. It is awesome to be back on the show. This has kind of become an annual tradition of mine, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Next Generation Water Summit. As Christine subtly alluded to, I am not a New Mexican. I live in the St. Louis area in Illinois, and I've just been very fortunate to been able to work with many Santa Feans for really the past 10 years on the WERS program, or the Water Efficiency Rating Score, because I am the chair of the WERS Development Group. I'm also the executive director of the Green Builder Coalition, which is the organization that runs and manages the WERS program. But it was through that work that a smaller group of us decided to start an event, a conference, or as we've affectionately now called it, the Next Generation Water Summit, to highlight not just anything having to do with WERS. Really, we needed to have an event that went way beyond just WERS, and instead really talk about some of the cutting edge things, whether they be products or techniques, practices or policies, having to do with water conservation and water efficiency. And it's not just limited to residential in scope. We talk about commercial. We talk about municipal scale issues, property level, individual property level issues, and all points in between. And so we've been very fortunate. Yes, we had 1 year interrupted by the pandemic, but we've been very fortunate now. If this is going to be our seventh summit, our seventh one. And we are super excited to put it on. So thankful to have the support of the city of Santa Fe. They have always had our back, always been very supportive of this event. And so we're very happy to have them as sponsors, as well as Santa Fe County. They've come in as a sponsor as well. And we have a number of other sponsors as well that we've got featured on nextgenerationwatersummit.com.
Well, it's an exciting time to just see, all of the efforts come together year after year. And I feel like every year it gets just, better and better. My favorite part about the summit is that, we focus on solutions. And, that definitely is the theme of the conference this year, solutions in a changing world. We bring together all of the experts and we really go through like what's happening to address these challenges ahead of us and what partnerships are forming and what type of work is developing around these. And it really, really helps to keep the city of Santa Fe sort of ahead of these issues, to look to the experts, to learn from them. And, on that, really impressive agenda. We have 25 sessions on the agenda this year. Some of those are really focused on sort of national issues. We have a Friday's local track, which is the New Mexico track, which really is discussing issues that are really important to our local audience. And then we have tours and other, things happening on Saturday. So let's jump into, let's first of all, let's jump into the mayor's reception. We have, that event on one of those evenings, and Esteban's going to be joining us for that. Let's talk about the mayor's reception and what happens with that. And let's start there.
Sure. So the mayor's reception is going to take place on Thursday evening. That would be June 20th at 5:30 Mountain Time. And that's always been held at the Drury Plaza. They've been really wonderful hosts of that event. They have a beautiful courtyard, and it gives us plenty of space for our group to be there. Usually there are some words to help kick off the reception. Usually by the mayor. I don't believe the mayor is able to make it this year, but we're still keeping the moniker of the mayor's reception. I think one of the city councilors is going to kick it off. And it's also where we recognize both our keynote speakers. And last year, we kicked off the Next Generation Water Summit Water Awards. So we're going to be giving away three awards this year. I can't say who yet because that would spoil the surprise, but we are giving away three awards this year. And so we encourage people to come on down. You can network with those who are attending the event, the speakers, people like Christine, who've been great supporters of the event, myself, Doug, and Glenn, who are the co-founders of the event, and maybe Esteban will even be there too to say hi to.
So, as part of the city sponsorship this year, we do allow all city and county residents to attend the Next Generation Water Summit virtually. And so you would have access to all of the different sessions on the agenda for 30 days after the event. So, as we kind of go through the agenda, just keep in mind that there are so many tracks, but anybody who is registered can look at those at, at their own pace. You can also join us live, and you can do that by registering for an in-person registration at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. But let's talk a little bit about Thursday morning. So the event starts, on the 20th, which is less than a week away. What can we expect on that Thursday morning as we kick off the event?
So we're going to have our Thursday keynote delivered by David Sedlak, who has written a couple of books. Water 4.0 is one of them. And he's going to be talking about basically the theme of our event, solutions in a changing world. And so it'll be interesting to have his perspective kind of kick us off. And then what's interesting, Christine, is we're going to actually have an announcement made in the morning. Now, I don't think it's going to be right after the keynote. I think it's going to be after the next session, talking about modular, adaptive, and decentralized water systems. But the big announcement that's coming is something that I believe Santa Feans will be very proud of. And I speak from experience because when we unveiled and launched the WERS program, I know how proud Santa Feans were that it was something that was going to be able to be taken beyond the city. And this announcement that we're going to be making about a new initiative in the water industry is born from some Santa Feans. And so it's really exciting for us to be able to make that announcement at the summit. And then we're going to go right into a session talking about commercial water efficiency. So there's a little hint to what the announcement's going to be about. It's going to be about commercial water efficiency. But here's the great thing about the sessions throughout the summit. You're going to reach a wide range of topics. We're going to be talking about greenhouses. We're going to be talking about residential landscaping, outdoor water use. We're going to be talking about policy. We even have a session on water, energy, and carbon. So you're going to see all sorts of different topics talked about, all of them relating to water. And as Christine very aptly mentioned, if you miss one, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're going to be able to catch up and watch it live, or I'm sorry, watch it recorded for up to 30 days afterwards through the portal.
And Mike, just for our listeners, we do offer that virtual pass, free of charge for city and county residents. But we really, really do want to invite, people to come in person. And so let's talk a little bit about the registration, the cost to attend in person, and some of the other things that that would entail.
Sure. So yes, it is free for residents to attend virtually. If you want to go in person, the event is in a new venue this year. We didn't mention that yet. The new venue is the Roundhouse. So the Next Generation Water Summit is going to take place at the New Mexico Capitol Building. And if you want to attend in person, you're more than welcome to come on down, check it out. Now, in-person registration does have a cost to it. That cost is $249. That gets you both days live there in person. Also gives you access to the sessions afterwards for up to 30 days. And as a bonus, we feed you lunch both days. So come on down, join us. You can, see us in person, interact with us, network with us, and really just have a great time.
All right. Well, that's a pretty packed day on Thursday. We talked a little bit about sort of the things that are happening. Thursday night, we have the mayor's reception. About some of the tracks that happen on Thursday, there's so many that you couldn't attend all of them. You would definitely have to choose and watch some of them after the fact. But as you were talking about, Mike, I think there are a lot of resources there for us to learn from as a community relative to what we're trying to do in the outdoor sector and how we're trying to improve our landscapes to be more water efficient. But one that vein that I think is different that I'm really excited about is that we're finally having the conversation about how energy efficiency and water efficiency are coupled and how there's this new potential that we haven't really looked at too closely here in Santa Fe about, how much water can be saved through that nexus. And so I'm excited to see that there's several different tracks with a lot of really leading experts to lead the discussion on that.
Oh yeah, no, it's something that is integral, and I think it's been a slow journey to get people kind of aware of the energy water nexus. Because I remember people talking about it 10 years ago, and they may have been talking about it even before then. But it is something that is gaining traction in the water efficiency industry, and I think in the energy efficiency industry a little bit too. I think the water world is a little bit more attuned to it, though, than the energy sector. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really interesting case study. It's going to be delivered by the gentleman who's in charge of EPA's WaterSense program. And so Jonah is a friend of the program, I believe. He's certainly a friend of the summit. He's been out here multiple times. And so that's going to be something that we felt it was so important, just to Christine's point. It was so important. It is a session that does not have competition. It is a session that you don't have to make a choice of, oh, do I have to go to this one or the other one? Nope. This is the only one that's being delivered in that time slot. So that's really, that kind of speaks to how important we feel this is.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think that, the agenda, the speakers, the sessions, was just crafted so well this year. And it's going to be an exciting time for everybody listening to this right now. We are talking about the Next Generation Water Summit with Mike Kalignan, one of the co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. The event is less than a week away, June 20th and 21st. We encourage you to get on the website, nextgenerationwatersummit.com, to register to attend, virtually with your zip code or in person. And we're just super excited about it. Let's take a quick break, Mike, and we'll come back and we'll finish our conversation about some of the things happening on Friday and for the community day on Saturday.
We'll be back with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine and Mike in just a moment. But Christine and Mike, after 7 years and probably all that chili you've eaten by now, Mike, I think it's safe to say you're an honorary New Mexican. We consider you one of our own. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Are you ready for the 7th edition of the Next Generation Water Summit? Join us on June 20 and 21 at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This year's theme is Solutions in a Changing World, with a hybrid format offering both in-person and virtual attendance options. Enjoy a wide range of panels and sessions, including Educating the Next Generation, AI's Potential in Water, and our Innovative Product Panel. Don't miss the Mayor's Reception at the Drury Plaza Hotel on Thursday, June 20th, and exciting tours of local water conservation sites on Saturday, June 22nd. Visit nextgenerationwatersummit.com for full details. Sponsored by the City of Santa Fe, Save Water Santa Fe, and Santa Fe County. That's the Next Generation Water Summit, June 20 through 22, nextgenerationwatersummit.com.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe, Christine Chavez, and Mike Kalignan.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We are talking to Mike Kalignan, one of the co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. Again, the event is less than a week away. Definitely get on the website and register nextgenerationwatersummit.com. So we've talked about Thursday. We've talked about the mayor's reception. Friday was crafted, in a way where we would bring in information that we felt would be really important for our local audience. And so let's talk about some of the things happening on Friday. I mean, I guess I'll kick off by saying that one of the sessions that kicks off Friday is one that I will be on that I'm very excited about. I will be on a panel with Jesse Roach, who is our Water Division Director, and Councilor Mara Worth, who is the chair of our Water Conservation Committee. And so I'm super excited to have that conversation with them and talk about how, all the great things happening here in Santa Fe, all of the different programs that we have in place, and some of our upcoming projects that I think most of our local audience will be interested in.
Oh yeah, no, and I think for the locals, I think the New Mexico track is something that is of peak interest to them. We kick off obviously with your panel, which is awesome. But then right after that is a session that's going to be delivered by Rin Tara. Now, Rin co-wrote a paper about New Mexico water history with John Fleck, and maybe John Fleck's name is familiar to some of your listeners. But she's going to be there to present that paper and talk about that to the group. So I really encourage people to check that out. And then Christine, you're helping out with a session right after that, talking about mainstream New Mexico and some of the things that are going on with legislation. And then we wrap up that New Mexico track with a state water funding session that is being led by Glenn, one of the co-founders of the summit.
Yeah, there's just so much. I'm so excited. One thing that, I think is really valuable to the water conservation program is that we have an opportunity to look at the different sessions, the different speakers that we want to bring in, and we look at our own goals and how the summit can really help us, kind of get there with that, leadership thought that we can consider. And so it's just a great opportunity for us, for the local community to all be at the same table, learning together, engaging in those conversations. Just super, super excited about it. So if you're listening, please participate, take advantage of the city sponsorship to be able to access any of these sessions virtually. And, it's a great value to attend in person too, really low cost involved in that. So Next Generation Water Summit. So let's get into, once all the work is done, once we've been learning for 2 days, we've got all these things on the agenda. We do have some really fun community-oriented things on Saturday. And so let's talk about those. For our, listener base, when we were working on our water conservation plan, lots of people really wanted hands-on, tours, demonstrations for them to learn from. And so we try to put together a really fun day where we incorporate all of those things. So I'll start off with our event. Starting on Saturday for at 9 o'clock, we are inviting everybody to come over to the water conservation office. And that is located in the same shopping center as Midtown Bistro, off of San Mateo. It's probably the easiest way to find us. But we're very, very excited. My colleague Bob Wood works really, really hard on these demonstration gardens, and they just look beautiful this year. So we will be offering tours. We'll be handing out spray rinse nozzles, other water conservation swag, seeds. But what's different about it this year is that we will have a tabling event where we have several of our partners, Firebird, Cactus Rain, the Cactus Rescue Project, who are all there to provide, information or answer questions about, their areas of expertise. And so super excited from that from 9 to 11. And then what other things do we have going on that day? There's, again, you're going to have to pick and choose because there's no way you can do them all. But what other things do we have on the agenda that day?
Right. So from 1 to 3, we have two different options for people, and you can hit both of them if you want to. Because those are time ranges, it's not like something starts right at 1 and goes until 3. It's little bit of a self-guided tour, or if it's not self-guided, it's not going to take 2 hours. The first one that I wanted to mention was a tour of an actual residential project that has utilized a gray water system, and an unconventional gray water system, but one that is new, one that will be talked about at the summit. And it's over at Bill Roth's project. So we have information about all of the things that we're talking about right now on nextgenerationwatersummit.com. For what we're talking about right now with all these Saturday tours, you simply want to go to the local events page and then click on the tours tab. So you can go check out a gray water system, see how it's functioning. You say, okay, I saw it. Now I want to go over to the community college and check out their wonderful greenhouse and see some of the innovative techniques and products that they're using over there as well to create incredible vegetables. And just, I was blown away when I went last year. It was the first time I'd ever been in their greenhouse. And I mean, the size of some of those vegetables was amazing. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, please check that out. That's also from 1 to 3 on Saturday. And then finally, we're going to have a garden tour led by friend of the show, Reese Baker. It's basically his backyard. And again, that was another thing that I got to experience for the first time last year. And it was amazing. I mean, I had heard about it, but to actually walk through it and to see all the different things that he's got going on in that backyard. And I'll tell you a quick, real, genuine, true story. I came home from the summit and been away from my family for 5 days. And it was one of the first things I mentioned to them. I said, you gotta go with me at some point. You have to see this guy's backyard. Some of the things that they do, because here in the Midwest, we have gardens. We grow some of our own vegetables here. Big credit to my wife. I'm not a very green thumb kind of guy. But some of the things that I'm looking forward to the day when I can just eavesdrop on the conversation that she has with Reese, because he's got different foods that he's growing back there and some of the techniques and innovation that he's using. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to hear this conversation that happens, because she grew up on a farm. So you have some of that traditional kind of food growing practices, and then you got Reese and all the things that he's doing. So if you get a chance, please come out. That's from 3 to 5. And again, details are on nextgenerationwatersummit.com.
Yeah, we are so fortunate that we get to close out the event celebrating in Reese's garden. I mean, definitely, it never gets old. I look forward to that. I learn it's just like a great place to gather. And then Reese is just the most passionate guy when it comes to what he does. And so you just feel that excitement when you're around him. And so it's super exciting, Mike. I mean, I'm excited. We're, again, less than a week away, about to engage in all of these great things, starting next week. Is there anything that we have forgotten? Anything else that we want to get out there as we close up the show today?
Well, I mean, I think one thing to quickly plug is the fact that you had our Friday keynote already on your show. That was Gary Klein. So people can check out the recording of that interview to get a little bit more insight on Gary and some of the things he's going to be talking about. For those who say, okay, you know what? I can catch one of these tracks at a different time. Just to let you know real quickly, on Friday in the national tracks, we're going to have sessions such as educating the next generation. So maybe some of the younger people understanding, hey, what is out there for me? If I want to go into this industry, what might my future look like? So we're going to have a panel talking about that. We're also going to have a panel talking about innovative products. The Graywater tour that I talked about, one of the people from the Graywater system company is going to be on the innovative product panel. So you'll get a chance to hear from him. We're going to be talking about a lot of residential topics. So just be forewarned, a lot of residential topics on Friday. Also talking about, and this is something that I think a lot of people are kind of really intrigued by, AI and water. How do these two work together? How is this going to look? And so we have a really interesting session that I've already talked to like 3 or 4 people that are like, I'm going to that one. So they identified that one over all the others so far. So that is on Friday as well.
All right. Well, I'm so excited. Again, Please visit nextgenerationwatersummit.com, register. In order to access, even those sessions virtually, you will need to be registered. And so jump on there, register with your zip code, and even better, attend us in per attend the event with us in person. The mayor's reception on Thursday night, the community events on Saturday, just a really exciting time. So Mike, I'm excited to see you. I know you're going to be heading into town soon, and just thank you for all of your work around this. And anything else?
Oh, just one more big thank you to you and the city for your incredible support of the summit. Also, thank you to Santa Fe County and the multitude of sponsors that we have. We're really appreciative of all of them, and we just look forward to putting on another great event for not just Santa Fe, but for the entire Colorado River Basin. We're very focused on that, and can't wait for you to join us.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us today, and hope to see you at the Next Generation Water Summit. To learn more about the city's water conservation program, please visit savewatersantafe.com. And thanks everybody for listening in today.
Thank you, Christina, and thank you, Mike. Always great. Looking forward to seeing you in person next week, both of you. All right. Well, that's Save Water Santa Fe every Friday right here at 8 o'clock on KSWV Suave Radio.